Pete rubbed and purred. I ignored him. Told myself he wasn't there. Then he brought that tail up and flicked it across the end of my nose. I curled my lip and growled. He looked up at me and did it again. It tickled my nose, made my eyes water. I had to sneeze. I tried to fight it back, but couldn't hold it. I gave a big sneeze, and them quills sent fire shooting through my nose. Kind of inflamed me, don't you see? And all at once, I lost my temper. I made a snap at him, but he was gone. Over the fence and into Sally Mae's yard, which is sort of off limits to us dogs, even though Pete can come and go as he pleases, which ain't fair. With the fence between us, Pete knew he was safe. He throwed a hump into his back and hissed. And what was I supposed to do then? Sing him a lullaby? Talk about the weather? No, sir. I barked. I barked hard and loud, just to let the cat know that he couldn't get me stirred up. That door opened, and Loper stepped out on the porch. He was wearing jeans and had an undershirt, no hat and no boots. And he had a cup of coffee in his hand. Hank, leave the cat alone! I stopped and stared at him. Leave the cat alone? Pete grinned and walked off, purring and switching the tip of his tail back and forth. I could have killed him. I whined and wagged my tail and went over to the gate where Loper could see my nose. He looked up at the sky, took a drink of coffee, swatted a mosquito on his arm, looked up at the clouds again. I whined louder and jumped on the gates so that he couldn't miss seeing that old Hank, his loyal friend and protector of the ranch, had been wounded in the line of duty. Don't jump on the gate! He yawned and went back into the house. 20 minutes later, he came out again, dressed for the day's work. I had waited patiently. My nose was really pounding by this time, but I didn't complain. When he came out the gate, I jumped up to greet him. You know what he said? Hank, you stink! Have you been in the sewer again? And he walked on down to the corral. Didn't see the quills in my nose. At last he saw them. We were down at the corral. He shook his head and muttered, Hank, when are you going to learn about porcupines? How many times do we have to go through this? Drover never gets quills in his nose.